a lot happening on the show, obviously, with Dr. Kara Chris joining us. The big news is she's leaving her post as the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. We talked with the governor about her yesterday, and he had some great things to say about her, and deservedly so, I think. And so we'll talk with her maybe for the last time. I hope not, but we'll talk to her coming up just after 9 o'clock. We do have to start talking about the vaccine once again. A lot happening. The president of the United States pulling out all the stops and trying to get people to take the vaccine. And I want you to hear just a couple of things that the president has said.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated. It might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
If you give people accurate information, I think they will get vaccinated. I really do. There are people out there that, let's go with Arizona. Of the unvaccinated among us, 21% of them say they will never be vaccinated. And I believe that 21% is of unvaccinated, not 20% of our citizens. That 21% is unvaccinated people. Well, then there still is 79% of the people that would be. And how do we reach them? But I want you to hear, this is the plan from the president.
I'm calling on all states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated.
Well, then what are you going to do? Are you going to retroactively pay all of us that went down to State Farm Stadium in the middle of the night? Are we going to do that? No, and nor should we. I'm not going to line up to get a $100 check because I did the right thing. And I say that again to the people that don't think it's the right thing. I'm not being, mean to you. I'm saying I did what I thought was the right thing. So they're going to pay me $100 or they're going to pay someone else $100. And now people are going to hold out. Now they're going to wait for their $100. Here are the statistics. And Sharp and I were talking about this morning. He's the one that gave me this before he left the studio. Of the 161 million U.S. residents who are fully vaccinated as of July 19th, so it wasn't that long ago, only 5,601 caught severe breakthrough infections and were hospitalized. That is 0.0035%. When it comes to deaths, 0.0007% of breakthrough cases. This is what we should be talking about. We should not be talking about masking up the vaccinated and all of this other stuff that they're doing. It is a distraction. I still believe that the reason they're doing this, and I believe this is a part of the plan. I think that the White House has been having conversations. CDC and others have been talking about unvaccinated people not wearing masks. You're not allowed to ask people's COVID status. You're not allowed to ask people medical information. It breaks HIPAA laws. So when you go in someplace that, you know, most places are not going to ask you if you've been vaccinated or not. The government certainly can't do that either. So they do know that there are unvaccinated people who were anti-vaccine. And some people still call this a plandemic. They don't believe that this virus is real, or at least not to the extent that they're finding. We hear the reports about the testing being skewed, that the tests can't tell the difference between the flu and coronavirus. And so it's skewing the numbers, and the government's been playing the numbers. So there's a lot of disbelief out there. Whether it's legitimate or not, it's real. And instead of talking to people in terms that they understand, I want you to hear a guy. They called him the gym bro. And if you saw him, you know why they call him that. And he's a Canadian. And he's talking about Canadians and what was going to happen and how stupid it is for people to get the vaccine.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine.
Now, the guy doesn't sound that stupid anymore, does he? Now, he's not getting the vaccine, and he calls anybody that does dumb. There is a part of our society out there that have legitimate concerns, and what's happening right now feeds that fire. And anybody that wants to discount them, and this is the problem I have, you immediately jump to your conclusion of what's right and wrong, and anybody that's against you, you discount them as crazy, fringe, political, lunatic, right-wing, whatever you want to call them. There are people out there, and what they're doing is exactly what he predicted. So there he's going to say, hey, I told you, we've been telling you this for a long time. This is all about money. This is all about these companies making more money. Now you need a third shot. All of these things are coming out because this has gotten so political. I'm sitting here saying that as a fully vaccinated person that is still glad they got vaccinated. When you look at the numbers of breakthrough cases, when you give people the data, the unfiltered, unfettered data, they will make wise decisions. People have families, people have loved ones, people want their lives. But when you start telling people that have been fully vaccinated that you have to mask up, they say, why do I have to mask up if the vaccine works? Well, it protects you and it protects others, and there's breakthrough cases. 0.0035% of breakthrough cases have serious illnesses. And so you are protected beyond anybody else by getting vaccinated. That should be the message. The message should be, look at the numbers. Look how fast they're going up. Look at the age groups where the numbers are going up, and those groups need to get vaccinated to knock these numbers down. That should be the message. Telling people like me that complied with everything that was asked, and this guy calling me stupid because I got the vaccine, I don't have a problem with it. I'll stand up to that and say I did it because it was right for me. I don't care that some guy in Canada that doesn't know me calls me dumb. I did it because it was the right thing to do. But what you're doing now is going to make this guy stand up, point his finger at me and say, see, I told you. Now you got to wear your mask anyway. Now you got to contact trace. Now you have to do all these other things and get a third shot. That to me is exactly what they were saying all along. So here I am arguing my case with people about the vaccine and about how it was the right thing to do for me, which I still believe. You make my argument harder and worse than that. And it doesn't matter about my argument or people like me. Worse than that, there are so many people out there that have been on the fence about the vaccine that hear these both sides of this argument and they don't know what to think. Because they don't know what's true and what's not. Give people the true information. The politics of the vaccine is not one-sided. It isn't just Republicans, Trump supporters. It's none of that. Both Biden and Harris wanted nothing to do with anything Donald Trump had to say about the vaccine. They didn't trust Donald Trump. They made that very clear. I won't listen to Trump. I'll listen to scientists. Every scientist involved in the development of these vaccines and the distribution of these vaccines said, you know what? It doesn't matter what Trump says. We're doing this on our own. The FDA is not approving things based on what Trump says. The science is dictating what we're doing. And they said it over and over and over again. And still during the political campaign, Biden and Harris were against what Trump had to say. I'll believe it later. So now the other side of the aisle says, I don't trust Biden. I don't trust him, and I don't trust their data, and I don't trust what they're saying, and everybody's up in arms that those people are evil. Well, you can't have it both ways. At some point, people have to look realistically at the data, and we've got to get rid of the politics in this country. We have to stop, and no one's stopping. The Democrats didn't trust Trump, and they didn't trust the science then because they thought that Trump was influencing and making the scientists say what he needed them to say. And now the Republicans are saying that about Biden and the FDA and the CDC. So you can't hold one side of the aisle accountable for killing everybody in society when you were doing it before the election, saying that Trump was trying to rush this through so that he could get reelected. And now we're all paying a price because nobody believes anything that's out there. Anything. One of the things that the president has to say, I actually agree with. And I know as much as that may surprise you, what do I agree with what Joe Biden said when it comes to this virus? We'll get to it next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks again for being here. Happy Friday from the Mike Broomhead Show. Dr. Kara Chris joins me in about 30 minutes from right now. We're going to talk to her about her career with the Arizona Department of Health Services. Obviously, what's happening with COVID-19, the Delta variant, masks, all of those things as she takes a job and goes on to work in the private sector, which I'm very happy for her that she's doing that. And so we're going to talk with her coming up in just a little while. I would say this. There's something that Joe Biden said yesterday that contradicts, when I say contradicts, it contradicts the panic in Washington a little bit. But I think what he's saying here is the right thing. I want you to hear what he had to say about schools.
We can and we must open schools this fall, full time. It's better for our children's mental and emotional well-being. And we can't afford another year out of the classroom. Every school should be open.
And I agree with him 100%. When we look at what's happened with kids and you look at the numbers realistically, and I look at them every single day, young people under the age of 20 years old are at the least risk for serious illness or death from the coronavirus. And as they get younger, the risk level goes down even further. What we did was wrong. Mask up kids, block kids in their house, stop them from playing sports, stop them from extracurricular activities, all because they might get infected and infect somebody else. What we've done, and when you look at the numbers and the death numbers, and I know this, it's such a horrible, I haven't updated today's numbers and they've come out. But when you look at the numbers of deaths here in Arizona, just very quickly, it's a morbid look at things. But when you look at what's happening, there have been 34 deaths in total since the tracking of COVID-19 of people under the age of 20. When you look, and you have to look at things comprehensively, go look at the suicide rates and the increase of suicide in Arizona or suicide attempts. And this is another thing that I've talked with Dr. Christ about. And I'm definitely going to bring up with her this morning. She read statistics about suicides and attempts. As there was a study done, and they test that it was people that had thoughts of hurting themselves, people that had planned to hurt themselves, people that tried to hurt themselves, and people that did hurt themselves that ended in suicide. When she was reading off the statistics last year, she became emotional. The effect that this is having on young people. There are far more, I guarantee you that there are far more young people that have committed suicide than 34. And instead of us looking at the emotional well-being of young people, every one of us has gone through a tough time with COVID-19, I think. I live alone, and there was definitely a time of isolation. And, depression isn't something you wake up and, oh my gosh, I'm depressed. But there's that feeling of sadness or helplessness or... There was a time I was sad, and I'm not that kind of person. I joke about everything. I don't take anything seriously. I've got a glass half full outlook at life. I feel like I'm playing with house money, and that's just how I live my life. Even I had bouts of sadness and distance, and it was horrible. I hated it. Thank God for some of the friends I have here, not knowing that just that little bit of a connection with them was made all the difference in the world in my life. So at 54 years old, if we're dealing with the emotions of what COVID-19 is doing, young people have been devastated by this emotionally. And we have to take a comprehensive look at what's happening. Schools are by far the safest place for kids. So you want to know why I have this big argument with teacher organizations and everything else? Because the politics of this is makes me sick to my stomach. You look at this. Everybody wants to follow the science. 34 deaths of people under the age of 20 since we started tracking COVID-19. By far and away, the lowest number of cases, or I'm sorry, hospitalizations. There is 2,300, a little over 2,300, maybe close to 2,400 now, cases that have been hospitalized under the age of 20 out of over 154,000 cases. So you have that kind of case rate, 154,000 cases, 2,300 or 2,350 hospitalizations. And you compare that with almost 30,000 hospitalizations of people over the age of 65. What age group should we be restricting? This makes me crazy. I want people safe. I want this virus to go away. I'm not an anti-vasker. I wasn't an anti-masker. But I'm also not an anti-science guy, an anti-numbers guy. Forget the politics. I don't agree with much of this administration, but the president's right. Schools have got to be open. And we've got to do that for the well-being of those children. Their education, absolutely, but their mental and their emotional well-being. Gatos joins me in a couple of moments, and it is the Big Q poll question of the day. And then just after 9 o'clock, we talk with Dr. Kara Crist. So I hope you'll stick around for both.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
I'm eating breakfast.
Good for you. What are you having?
Got some eggs. Go ahead, talk for a while. I'm almost done. Very good. That's fantastic. Well, go ahead. I'll be here in a minute.
I would actually complain about that lack of professionalism, but I started the show this morning by turning on my microphone and not putting up the volume. So the two of us are definitely examples of professionalism in radio this morning.
Well, it's funny because just to pull the curtain back a little bit in the studio, there's like two buttons you have to hit to put your microphone on.
Right.
There's two. There's not just one. So sometimes, like Chad and I will do this, Chad, we've been doing radio forever. Sometimes you forget to put the other one on.
Right.
And then you start talking and you're like, oh, that's right, nobody can hear me and it's probably better ratings.
Exactly. There's nothing scarier than that moment when you start talking and you can't hear yourself in your ears.
Yeah, because you're supposed to hear yourself in your headphones. And as soon as you start talking and you don't hear yourself in your headphones, you're like, yep, it's going to be one of those days.
And I don't know what your producer is like, but mine looks at me through the glass like I'm an idiot when that happens.
Pablo yells at us, and he goes, hey, dopey, turn your microphone on. And then we turn our microphone on, and it just gets worse from
that's
there.
That's great stuff. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your breakfast. Did you cook that? Did your wife cook it? Are you out somewhere? What's going on?
My wife was cooking up some eggs, so we had a little breakfast. I got a little coffee here. It's fantastic.
Nice. Very good.
It's fantastic. So it's Friday. It's a good thing. We're going to get out of here, do the show, get out of here. You got any weekend plans?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually tomorrow night, I'm announcing a bull riding tomorrow night here in town.
No.
Yeah, I am. I'm going back to my roots. They asked me if I would go and do it. So there's a place up in the Northwest Valley called the Roadrunner off of New River Road in the I-17. Very cool place. And So they got bull riding every Saturday night. And so I'm going to go back to my roots and announce a bull riding tomorrow night.
Is it real bull riding?
No, I would announce a mechanical bull riding. Of course it's real bull.
Oh, I thought it was mechanical. So you're going to be like in a cowboy hat and boots and you're going to be in the middle of all that dirt?
Yeah, I won't be in boots. I've had that ankle injury, so I'll wear lace-ups. I'll wear something. But okay. Yeah, I'll have my cowboy hat on, of course. I'll wear my cowboy suit for the arena.
Oh, you got a cowboy suit.
That's what they call it. Long-sleeve western shirt, cowboy hat, you know.
I got none of that. I'm from New York.
That's all right.
I'm Phoenix 25 years, but you want to put me in a cowboy hat? Are you going to buy that? You can pull that off. I'm not going to be able to pull that off.
It all depends on who you ask whether or not I can pull it off, but I'll be doing it because I'm the announcer. I have to, have to be in cowboy attire to be
awesome.
In the arena.
Good
for
you.
I will be in cowboy attire.
Get on the bull. I want to see that. Take a selfie.
You got it. I will do that for you. What's the question?
All right. The Biden administration unveiled a 21-point plan to tackle our immigration problems. Do you think the president has a chance to fix this issue? A, yes. B, maybe. C, no. I'm going to vote for D. Not a chance, no way, not going to happen.
Yes.
I said this yesterday. Hey, Mr. President, let me give you a 22-point plan, okay? Put the one that I added at the very beginning of your plan, okay? Shut the door to the wall.
Yeah.
There's video and pictures out there. You know the big wall that we have on the Arizona-Mexico border? Mm. The door is open. There are several doors open. I didn't even know we had doors in the wall. How about you close them, Mr. President? That would be a good start.
Yeah, let's start there. Let's,
good Lord. My goodness.
I love the question, as always. Right. And the snark. I'll be listening this afternoon.
Yeah, don't let that bull, get behind you in Spain for the running and then, boom. Yep. Don't let that happen.
I can run faster scared than they can mad.
All right.
So
all right.
Thanks, Gatos.
Be careful.
Big Q poll question today brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Coming up next, Dr. Kara Crist.